14. And what's your last name? Is
mm-hmm.
What's your middle name? And your date of birth? And do you know your driver's license number?
Yeah, it's
and what's your height and weight? And hair and eye color? And your home phone number is? Business name?
The company I work for?
Yeah.
Is Verizon Communications.
And the address? Is it the one in Westlake?
That's our headquarters. That's not, I don't work out of that one. I work on the one in Flynn Road in Camarillo.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. It's like 200 Flynn Road in Camarillo.
Okay. And what's the phone number there?
805 area code.
And what's your occupation?
I'm a service technician.
And your days off?
Just Saturdays and Sundays.
And what hours do you work?
8 to 4:30.
Yeah. Alright. Do you have a cell phone or a pager number?
Yeah, my cell phone number is 805 area code.
Okay. Okay, how long have you lived here?
For 12, 13 years, something like that.
Okay, so what did you see tonight, or how did you come about to be down there on Flores?
Okay, I was in my backyard. Where I saw it all was from my backyard. Okay. And I was inside this room right here when we heard like 4 gunshots.
Uh-huh.
And so then I ran out to my backyard, and from my backyard I can see straight across the street.
Okay.
To where everything was going on.
Okay.
And what I saw was a guy come out of the house on, you know, that side of Flores, the brown house.
Okay.
And
let me just, if I can. If you're here, here's Flores, here's Montgomery. Which house was he coming out of?
Okay, he was coming out of this house right here.
Southeast corner.
And he had just come out, and he had a knife in his hand, and there was several officers already there. And so I don't exactly know what happened, why the first 4 shots were. I don't know who fired them or what was going on, but when he came out, they were all around him. There was probably 6 or 8 officers. And they were just yelling commands like, put the knife down, you know. You know, they were all, a bunch of them were just yelling, put the knife down or we're going to shoot, you know, put the knife down. And he was just walking and he just didn't seem to even, like, pay attention to that they were even talking to him or anything. It was just, you know, usually like a confrontation, you know, someone is like being aggressive back or something, but he was just like walking like he didn't even hear what was going on. And for several minutes he was right out in the front of the house. And then he turned and he started walking down the side of the house into the backyard. And I could see several officers following him right down the pathway, and then a couple more jumping the fence to follow him, all the time yelling commands, you know, drop the knife, you know. And so they're in the backyard for, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds to a minute or so, and he came back up the side of the house back into the front yard. So, you know, still the same group of officers, you know, kind of like in a little horseshoe shape around them, just still, you know, yelling commands, drop the knife, we're going to shoot, you know, drop the knife, and then he walked across the front of his house, and then he crossed the street over to this house over here, and from the point of view from my house, I couldn't see him when he got to this part of the house. I could see the officers from the front, but I couldn't see him.
Okay.
And then, you know, all the time as he was going across the street there, yelling, you know, drop the knife and stuff. And, you know, a few times he had kind of like lunged out, swinging his knife at the officers, and they would back up. And then about this point over here, when he started to get towards the front door of this house, then all of a sudden we could just hear them open up. Must have been 10 to 15 shots. It was just almost like a machine gun, because it's almost like all of them all just started firing at once.
Could you see? At what point did you lose sight of the guy with the knife?
When he got over to the front lawn of this house.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I told you I couldn't tell, you know, what he did to cause him to all of a sudden to shoot, because over here, you know, he was doing different stuff and they were yelling, but they never did anything. But then over here, something must have happened, because I couldn't see from there.
Could you see the officers when they shot?
No.
Okay. So when you heard the shots, could you see any people who were involved in this incident at all?
I could just see that, I could just see officers, you know, like their backs,
right.
But I couldn't see the guy.
Okay. What time would you say this all went down? Was it daylight out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was definitely very, very late.
Okay, I'm going to back up here. So you guys heard, you're sitting inside with your son and your wife, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys heard some gunshots, four gunshots?
It sounded like four,
and
like four gunshots.
Then you went outside?
Then I ran right out there, because it's almost like immediately after I heard the gunshots, and I can hear, like, people yelling.
Uh-huh.
And that was the officers yelling commands at the guy. So, you know, I didn't even realize that there was police officers already there when the shots. I don't even know if the shots, you know, if they were there. But it looked from, you know, after we ran out there, they must have already been there when maybe four shots had already gone off initially. I don't really know.
Okay.
I couldn't see that. That's just what, you know, made us run out there and see what was going on. And then we saw the guy coming out, and he was just like, I could tell he was like an older, you know, gentleman, and he just seemed like he was just like dazed, like he wasn't like paying attention, you know. It's like, and when you got all these guys yelling and screaming, you'd think there would be some kind of reaction or something, but he was just like, you know, just walking like he wasn't even paying attention or anything.
Did he ever say anything?
No, I couldn't ever hear him say anything.
Really? When you said you saw him, when you looked over, now you look over your press, or did you look through? After we're done, if you could just show me.
Sure.
What you see.
Yeah, I can show you.
When you first saw him, you said coming out. Was he coming out of the house?
He looked like he had just come out of that house, or he was like right at the porch.
This house?
Or that house, yeah.
Okay, because...
we're across... No, yeah. He came out of this house.
Okay, this is your house right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
He came out of this house first.
So you heard some shots, you're in here, and while you're still in here, you heard yelling?
Yeah.
Okay, what exactly did you hear?
I could just hear, like, the police officers yelling at him, like, drop the knife. dropped the knife.
How many times would you estimate or guess that
they asked him? Tons.
Okay.
Probably 30, 40, 50 times.
They kept
telling him, drop the knife, drop the knife.
Different guys? Different voices?
Yeah, there was like a lot of officers were all yelling.
Okay. How many voices would you...
Well, there was, like I said, I think there was probably 6 or 8 officers at least.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that, you know, probably at some time or another, they were probably all yelling commands at him,
okay.
If not even simultaneously.
Right.
You know, I mean, because they were loud.
Right.
You know, so if he was talking, you know, I couldn't hear it because they were probably so loud. You know, I mean, you know, we'll be able to see when you get back there that, you know, there's some distance there. You know, if the guy was just talking like this, you wouldn't be able to hear someone.
Right.
Probably, but he wasn't like yelling.
Okay.
You know, like they were yelling. You
okay.
know, he didn't seem to even respond, like he even paid attention that they were even there. It was really weird, yeah.
How close, when you went out, okay, so you heard the commands, you go outside, and what's the first thing you see?
Just a bunch of officers and him right there.
How far away were they from him?
I'd say maybe 5 to 6 feet.
Okay.
They're pretty close.
And was he facing them, the group of officers, when they were 5 or 6 feet apart?
At one point he would like be facing them, and then he would try to turn
uh-huh.
to go like a different direction, and then they would try to cut him off.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then he would just, you know, at points he would just come like right in, and then they would kind of back away. It was like they were trying to steer him, you know, or corner him, and
uh-huh.
he would just keep coming right at him.
Okay.
He wasn't like, he went back down to him. Oh, he would just come right up to him.
Really?
Yeah.
What knife, or what hand did he have the knife in?
I think it was in his left hand.
Okay.
That's what I can remember.
Can you describe the knife? How big it was, or what it looked like?
It didn't, I mean, you know, it's far away. It wasn't like a big knife. It's not like I could see like a big blade, like
right.
a Bowie knife or something like that. It just, you know, it must have just been something small. Because at first, we couldn't even really tell that he had a knife. But the officers were yelling, drop the knife.
Okay.
So then we figured, well, he must have a knife in his hand. We knew he had something in his hand, but it didn't look like a gun. You know, we didn't know what it was. You know, so we're just assuming that, well, it must have been a knife because they're telling him, drop the knife, drop the knife. So, you know, it wasn't a big knife. You know, it was, you know, it must have been something small.
Yeah, and you said he was swinging it back and forth, or what was he doing?
He would just kind of like wave at him. You know, it wasn't like he was like, would try to, you know, to lunge at a guy. It was just like he was kind of like, you know, to me it looked like he was like drunk or something, because he wasn't like really like deliberate. It was, you know, more kind of, you know, this kind of thing.
How many times do you think he did that?
Probably at least a couple of times. Most of the time he wasn't doing that, he was just walking.
When he was
like,
walking, what was the knife, or how did he have his hand?
Just kind of just down. It wasn't like, you know, it didn't look like he was being aggressive. It's just like he wanted to go somewhere and didn't want to be bothered.
Right.
That's what it kind of looked like to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you go outside and you see them, he's facing you, and he's in front of this house, is he? Like in front yard, driveway?
Yeah, like I said, you know, for part of it, he was right in the very front, kind of back and forth a little bit right there, and then he went down the side of the house into the backyard, then back up.
Did the officers go in the backyard?
So several of them followed right the path that he did, and there was a couple officers that I could tell hop the fence.
Okay.
To kind of get back there, either ahead of them or at least along the side of them.
Uh-huh.
And then I could hear them yelling a bunch in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
You know, drop the knife, or, you know, just a bunch of yelling.
Uh-huh.
And then he came back up the side, and then he was in the front yard.
When he came back up the side, were the officers right behind him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all around him.
And was he just walking with his back to the officers, or was he walking, like, backing up, or?
No, just walking just straight up the front, okay. Just like, not like he was, like, trying to defend himself or anything, but just walking straight up.
Okay. And then he comes back out, and this is side yard, where does he go to?
He walked up to the front yard, and then he was out, they were out in the front yard for a while, just kind of yelling back and forth and stuff, and then he walked across the front yard, and that's when he crossed the street and into this front yard, and then he started, you know, yelling and stuff like that over here. The whole time they were yelling, you know, drop the knife. That's a big thing I could hear. Drop the knife or we're going to shoot. You know, that's what they kept yelling. Drop the knife or we're going to shoot. And then when he crossed this side of the street, and just about, like, at this point right here is where the top of the tree kind of hides.
Uh-huh.
Where we couldn't see him. We could see the officers, like, over here, but uh-huh. We couldn't.
Like, the officers in the street. When you lost sight of him, where in front of, what part of the house is he in front of?
He's, like, right in front of the house.
Okay, and then the officers, where were they?
Like, the whole time, whenever he would walk, they would walk almost just like a semicircle. They would just follow him everywhere, just wherever he walked. You know, when he was going into the back, it was like,
yeah.
You know, they were always a whole group of them all around.
Okay.
I mean, and there was a bunch of them, you know, at least six or eight officers.
And then you said you lost sight of them? You lost sight of all of them?
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard 15,
shots,
10 to 15 rounds,
yeah.
I think you said?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? What happened after that?
When I heard them all shoot, then I was like, holy crap, I can't believe they shot. Because, you know, I just didn't expect, you know, it's like, I don't know, I could tell it was, you know, a heated situation,
uh-huh.
But I thought that there was so many officers there, and the guy just had a knife, from what I could see, just
uh-huh.
a knife. But I don't know what the four shots were initially, so I don't know if he had a gun or not, but I thought for someone just carrying a knife,
uh-huh.
you know, I was like, I can't believe they shot him.
Right.
You know, that was my initial thing. I can't believe they shot.
Uh-huh.
So then I jumped on my bike and rode down the street and came around the corner, you know, and that's, you know, that's when I saw, you know, that he was down over there. And
where
the
was
officers.
He when he was down, we saw him?
He was, like, right at the front porch of this house, like, right at the front door on the porch area.
Okay.
Like, right there at that house.
So this would be the southwest corner?
This is the yellow house,
okay.
Not the brown house.
Did you see him moving at all, or were paramedics already there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were, like, doing CPR on him and stuff like that.
Okay. From the time you heard the first four shots until the time of the last shots, how much time do you think transpired?
I would say probably in between 5 and 10 minutes.
Okay.
You know, something like that.
Okay.
That's the best that I can think of, you know.
Okay, you mentioned earlier you don't think he said a word, or you couldn't hear if he said anything?
I couldn't hear him say anything.
Okay.
You know, he just, he just really seemed like oblivious to what everything was going on. Like, you know, it was just like someone that was like just wanted to go somewhere and
right.
just didn't want to be bothered.
Right.
You know, like he didn't. Like, to me, if all these officers were pointing their guns at me,
uh-huh.
I would have been crapping bricks and said, okay, yeah, I'm done, you know?
Uh-huh.
But here, it was just like, totally just disregard for, you know, his own safety and everyone else. He was just like, I'm just walking, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Right.
I'm going to walk here, and I'll walk there, and what are you going to do about it kind of
right.
attitude.
Did you see, was he making eye contact with the deputies? Or was he taunting them, or?
No, he wasn't taunting them or
he
anything.
Just,
it was just like, he was just bent, like, his mind was just like focused, really narrow, like, I'm just gonna go here, and, you know, I'm gonna walk this way and walk that way. It's like, you know, to me, a normal person would have been kind of surveying the whole thing, like looking around, like, ooh, look at all these guys and stuff,
right.
but it wasn't. It was just like, he was just, like, really, just, like, focused on,
right.
just, like, I just want to get out of the situation. I just want to go away, or,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, kind of,
okay.
that's what it seemed like. It was just, what do you,
yeah.
it's like, he wasn't thinking
that's
real
bizarre.
Clearly, you know.
Okay, can you show me outside?
Sure.
Oops. Did you do all this work yourself?
Yeah.
This is nice.
To be
sure.
to a situation with guns and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And I was like, okay, guys, y'all stay down low in case there's an air bullet or something.
Yeah, this is a nice little corpse. Yeah, this is a big yard.
And we don't have about a quarter acre lot.
What year is this house?
This is like 63 or 64.
Is there anything else that you could think of?
Well, the only thing that, you know, is calling the hell officer is, I mean, my dad was a police officer, and, you know, I mean, I'm totally pro police and everything else, but I just thought, as many officers as there was, you know, and being the way that the guy, you know, looked, you know, his age, and just because he had a knife and stuff, I just thought, I didn't think they needed to shoot him. I thought, man, someone could have, like, shot him with mace, or, you know, or had their, you know, a couple of guys maybe drawn guns, and the other guys with nightsticks, and that they could have, you know, taken the weapon away or whatever. Yeah. I just thought, you know, it just seemed a lot, you know. Sure. And then when I went down, I saw how young all the guys were. I was like, oh, that's a lot of young looking officers.
The deputies?
Okay. Yeah, all the deputies looked really young.
They look younger.
Yeah, that's true. But I just thought, I mean, I don't know if you guys have, you know, the beanbag guns and different stuff, but as many officers there was and as much time as there was, I just thought, you know, that something could have been done. But, you know, obviously they gave him totally every opportunity to put the weapon down. And he was definitely, you know, he was not compliant. You know, I don't know if, you know, he had a, you know, a death wish or what, you know, but he done, you know, he definitely wasn't, you know, listening to what the officers were saying. They told him many, many times to, you know, put the weapon down and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously I wasn't, you know, that close, and I don't know what exactly happened.
Okay.
You know, at the door, either, you know, if he had a gun and also pulled it out or you know, or what, but, you know, just leading up to it, you know, they seemed like they did everything they could to not do anything, but then all of a sudden when it happened, I was like, oh, God, you know, what happened here?
Yeah.
But that's about all that I can say. You know, like I told the other guys, like, You couldn't see exactly, you know, what transpired at the moment that everyone shot.
Right.
You couldn't see that from our view, so, you know, something else happened.
Did the guy survive, or did he die?
I don't know. Do you know? I think he did die.
Yeah. I don't think as many times I heard shots. But they're, it can't be too many people that are missing at that close range, because they were close. Everyone was, you know, 6 or 7 feet away. I mean, sheesh. Yeah. I was saying from here, I mean, I'm a really good shot. I could have shot the guy in the leg from my backyard.